So how we travel tells us, can tell us something about who you are. So we're going to look at some pictures. So what do you think this tells us about the person that travels like that? Old-fashioned, okay, yeah. It's quite an old car, isn't it? Any other thoughts? Does anyone know what this car is? Somebody. Something that drives a wheel. Yeah, yeah. Shout out. It's a Rolls Royce. What do you know about Rolls Royces? If you wanted to buy one. They're very expensive, very expensive. So it tells us perhaps that person's quite well off. What about the next picture? A tractor. What if you came to church in a tractor? Who might you be? You might be a farmer. Yes, that's a good chance that that is telling us you're a farmer. What about the next picture? If you came to church in one of these, what might that tell us about who you are? Does anyone know what this is? If you came to church in this, you'd probably be the Pope. Yes, this is the Pope-mobile. Next one. Ah, right. So who said they came to my church? If you came to church like this, what might that tell us about you? You're a cyclist. What else might it tell you? You're a racer. Yeah, okay. Go on.
You're competing in the Olympics.
Okay, you might be competing in the Olympics and you just come to church on the way. You know, you might be very conscientious about environmental issues. You want to come on a bike, or you might be fit. Wouldn't be me. Next picture. Perhaps for some of the adults, this one. If you came to church in this, what might this tell you about who you are? Yes, you'd be Del Boy. A slightly dodgy character, wheeling and dealing. And we got another one. Oh, yeah, if you came to church in this, what would this mean? Exactly. This is the state golden coach. And the only people that are riding this are the king and the queen. So if someone turned up in church in this, it would be the king. Okay, next one. Okay, so today, all right, that's always the right answer. Today, we're thinking about how Jesus traveled into Jerusalem. And we were looking at signs earlier, and it is a sign. The fact that Jesus came into Jerusalem on a donkey was a sign. But what does it tell us? What does that sign tell us? Well, I'm delighted to say and to welcome someone who was there at that very first Palm Sunday and can tell us more about what it was like. Please welcome Mr. Donkey.
Hello. Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Mr. Donkey.
Oh, just donkeys. Fine. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Donkey. So, can you tell us what happened on that first Palm Sunday?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can. You know, I remember it like it was yesterday, even though it was actually 2,000 years ago. I know I'm looking very good for my age. I was just minding my own business, being a regular beast of burden, when a couple of guys who looked like they were up to no good
started making trouble in the neighbourhood.
No. Anyway, they were actually two of Jesus' friends. He had sent them on ahead to find me, little old me. And they started untying me. And then my owner came along and said, "Oi! What are you doing with my donkey?" And they said, "Jesus needs him." And he was like, "That's all right then." Which, I've got to be honest, was quite surprising. Because my owner is not normally that generous. But then it was Jesus who was asking.
So you'd heard of Jesus?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You see, it's the big ears. We hear everything. We donkeys, we hear about everything that goes on. Everyone knew about Jesus. Famous teacher, miracle worker from Nazareth. He was incredibly famous.
And what do you think Jesus wanted you for?
Well, that's the thing. I presumed he just wanted me to carry some bags or something, because that's normally what us donkeys get used for. But it turned out he actually wanted me to carry him into Jerusalem on my back. Little old me carrying Jesus into Jerusalem.
And there were lots of people around, weren't there?
Oh, that's right. There were crowds of people cheering, waving palm branches. I see you've got a few here this morning. They were covering the road with their cloaks, which I quite appreciated. I've got quite tender hooves, you see. And they were all acting like they thought Jesus was someone incredibly important, like a king or something.
And do you think Jesus was a king?
Well, that's the funny thing. If he was a king, surely he'd have been riding on a big war horse, riding in a chariot or something important like that, not just riding on a humble donkey with, people waving bits of tree around. Didn't seem quite right. But then maybe Jesus is a different sort of king to what we're normally used to.
It's a very good point, Donkey. I think you might very well be right. Well, thanks very much for joining us today. Let's show our appreciation to Mr. Donkey for coming in today.
Lego.
Well, I think Mr. Donkey was right. Jesus was a king. He was King of Kings. He accepted, and he accepted that he was King of Kings. He accepted the praise from all those people waving their branches, singing Hosanna. And when the authorities complained, he said, "Even the stones will come up and praise me if you silence them." He accepted that he was king, but he was a different sort of king. And the donkey is the sign which tells us what sort of a king he is. And we get the answer to that sign in the Old Testament. There's a book in the Old Testament called Zechariah, and it says, talking about the future, "See, your king comes gentle and riding on a donkey." King Jesus, gentle and humble. That's perhaps quite a familiar thought at Palm Sunday. But what does that actually mean for us? Well, I want to think about two things today. Firstly, as Jesus rode into Jerusalem, the situation was that God's people were under Roman rule and they didn't like it. They wanted to be set free. They wanted to be saved. And you might expect that a mighty king would act dramatically, that he'd fight the Romans and save his people. But Jesus is gentle. On a donkey, he comes in peace. But he did save his people, not from the Romans, but from sin, from the things that separated them from their Father God in heaven. Not by fighting, but by showing his love by dying on the cross. I wonder if we are ever in a situation where we want Jesus to act dramatically, get us out of this situation. But perhaps Jesus sometimes wants us just to know that he is gentle loves us, died for us, and that we will be with him forever. Second thing about Jesus being the humble king. King Jesus is completely approachable. But if you're honest, when you approach Jesus in your prayers or at service, when you come to him, perhaps aware of your failings, things you've done wrong, perhaps you think you're not very important or you're too young, how do you really imagine that Jesus reacts to you as you come to him? To tell you a story, once when I was a student, I went travelling around Europe with a couple of my friends. And part of the reason we were going was to visit some of our friends who were going to be living in Europe for a year as part of their course. And we ended up in Vienna, in Australia. Austria! Catching on that, in Austria. And we went to what's called the Vienna State Opera House. It's a very posh building and had great big productions of opera and ballet going on. And to buy a ticket is hugely expensive. But there is one little place with a little bar and you have to stand up, but you can get a ticket really cheaply. And you can stand there and you can watch the opera and everyone around you is just sat in their posh seats. So we decided we'd go and do that. We'd been camping, so we were in our jeans and T-shirts, probably looking a bit scruffy. And we were going up the stairs, and there was sort of like a winding stair, and someone was coming down the stairs, and it was someone looking immaculate. He was in a dress suit, bow tie, hugely shiny shoes. He looked very posh, very wealthy, possibly. Upper class, you might even say. And as we came stomping up the stairs in our jeans and T-shirts, he came round. As we approached him, he visibly drew back. Now, I'm sure if we'd spoken to him, he would have been very polite to us. He didn't say to us, "What are you doing here dressed like that?" He didn't say, "You should get out, what are you doing here?" He didn't tut-tut at us or anything. But his first reaction when he saw us was to draw back. Do you think that's what Jesus is like when you approach him and he sees what you are really like? He sees what's really in your heart, the things you have done. Although he accepts you, although he wants you to be there, do you think there's a bit of, "Oh, look at this person"? Well, I would say Jesus is not like that. He doesn't draw back. A little while ago, read a book, and it pointed out that in the Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there's just one place where Jesus explains what is in his heart. And when the Bible talks about something in your heart, it's talking about what is the center of you. What defines you? What motivates you? What decides how you behave? What you are really like? And what does Jesus say is in his heart? Does he say, "I'm strict and demanding"? No. Does he say, "I'm high and dignified"? No, he doesn't say that. Does he say, "I am expecting much of you"? No, he doesn't say that. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am lowly and gentle in heart." And lowly means more than just humble. It's a word used in the Bible for people who are of low status, unimportant. Jesus thought of himself as gentle and of low status. So what drives Jesus? What motivates him when we choose to approach him is that he is gentle and lowly. He's not harsh, he's not exasperated, he's not reluctant, he's not condemning, he's the most understanding person in the world. And the most natural posture for Jesus is not pointing, you've disappointed. His most natural posture is open arms, welcoming and embracing. However young you are, however old you are, however bad you are, however much you failed, however reluctantly you come to Jesus, however unpleasant you might think you are, Jesus is gentle and lowly. He doesn't step back, but he embraces us. And that's the Jesus, King Jesus, who came on a donkey to show that that's the sort of king he is. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you were the King of Kings, but you were gentle and lowly. And you came into Jerusalem in that last week of your life on earth on a donkey, just to show that. To show that you came to save us from the things that we do wrong that spoil our friendship with God. And thank you that you're entirely approachable. Whatever we've done, whatever we are like, we don't have to worry that you draw back slightly, but you welcome us completely. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Amen.